Okay, on to a more positive story, and this is coming out of Harambe Employment Accelerator. They have done something quite marvelous, and it is marvelous because data is everything. Data is the kind of information that you need to make decisions, and often we neglect that. Lebunge is a partnership executive at Harambe Employment Accelerator, and they took on a beautiful challenge of asking young people about their time during COVID-19. Let me just welcome Lebo first, and thank you so much for making the time to talk to us, Lebo.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what were you looking to find when you started this data collection process?
Well, Harambe Youth Employment Accelerator is an organization that builds solutions for youth unemployment, and we've got a network of about 700,000 young work seekers. Who we learn from every day. And very early on in this pandemic, when the state of the national disaster was announced by the president, we saw from our network that they didn't get the president's message, so we had to tell them. And if they did, they didn't fully understand it. So very early on, we started to realize that there was a bit of a gap, there was confusion, and there wasn't clarity. Messages were a bit complex and not simple enough. And of course, there is fake news, which is such a big challenge. And so we felt that we needed to be support to our network and actually engage with them through this period to help them get through this period.
Lebo, help me understand, and I don't know how you drilled into this with the survey. Was it the fact that so much was happening at the same time? In other words, regulations were being updated so often. Or was it the fact that we didn't take cognizance of the fact that we needed to bring the message down to the level of everybody? Or was it what was hampering the trickling down of information?
I just think that there's been just so much information to start off with. I mean, I think that information overload is what many South Africans have experienced through this period. Mm-hmm. But I think that fake news has also been a huge virus in its own, And I think that it has impacted on the quality of information that is out there. And I think that because information is changing so quickly, you need to kind of like keep up and be up to date. And so I think that it's easy to get left behind and still have like last week's, you know, story. So I think all those factors have contributed to some of like that, confusion. And so we just needed to cut through all that noise. Yeah.
To what extent is the device or the platform that they're using, because we're speaking about young people here, right?
Yes.
I just don't see it. I don't see a young person walking to the shop buying the newspaper. You know, it just doesn't happen anymore. I don't see it that way. Whereas an elderly person may still go back to that form, right? So in other words, even if they're on their tablet, an elderly person, a tablet or a phone, they're likely to go to the source of what originally informs them, which is the credible news platform. So my question is, with regards to young people, to what extent is the source of this information part of the problem?
The source, that's a very important point that you're raising. Source is a very big issue. And so actually, Harambe is not doing this on its own.
Yeah.
We have partnered now with over 240 organizations who've also got a reach of their own and networks of their own that people trust, and that young people feel that they know who those people are and they can trust them. So yes, platform is mobile first. Mm. That's what we've used. We've used social media and WhatsApp mobile sites, but where that information is coming from,
yep,
is really important. And so we've got now partners that it's a coalition of about 240 youth-focused partners like NYDA, SEPO 1 Million, Africa Tikkun, NK, and other international organizations like the UN and many, many others.
So, So then, do they get it? So I know what you've done and the work that you're doing, because this is a big concern for you. But do they actually get the fact that source is important in the kind of information that eventually lands up on their phones and so on? Do they get that?
Well, I think, you know, this has grown over time. So, I mean, it's been 5 weeks of us in conversation with young people.
Yeah.
And we can really see that they are moving from being uninformed and misinformed to being far better informed now. They are starting to understand the importance of quality of information and fact-checking. And actually, we're seeing a lot of them now already proactively fighting misinformation.
Good.
And, you know, kind of like correcting each other. And so that has been a progress and improvement that we've seen over time. But it was really important. We do know that source matters,
yeah,
even for them, even though they may not be conscious of it.
Yes.
But who communicates with you really does matter.
Listen, I mean, above all of this, and we're obviously speaking at a very difficult time, you already were in talks, and Harambe is all about job seekers, right? And this was before COVID-19. Generally, apart from this project that you're doing now of trying to make sure that they get the right information and all of that stuff and fact-checked information, just how are they feeling with regards to the situation at the moment?
Well, right now what we've heard is that our youth are, well, you know, they were confused and afraid, confused because messages weren't clear, as I said, and afraid because of these fake news. And you know, they've really now come to an understanding of the importance of staying home, and they share this message with each other. But what we do know, however, is that, you know, they've lost opportunities to make income. You know, so many were hustlers and making income in different informal ways. And so they've lost income after all of this, and they are hungry. They are depressed. We know that they're angry and feeling a little bit alone. So they can't access food. They can't access water or data, which is so important, and have very little to do at home but just survive. So that is where they are now, and we are really, you know, supporting them with self-care information and actually just keeping them, you know, just engaged into how they can be thinking about what they do when they get out of the situation, and how can they be building skills and be getting work ready to allow themselves and prepare themselves for when we get out of the space.
Would you say that there is, you know, in a very small kind of way, this has helped them maybe feel a little bit more optimistic about the future? I mean, I know the word optimistic is quite a big word at times like this, but do you think they're feeling slightly positive about the future?
I think that they're feeling more positive than they were,
yes.
You know, just in terms of understanding what this corona virus is and what COVID-19 is. So I think that they are feeling empowered. And I think just amplifying stories of other young people, they are inspiring each other.
Yeah.
So we heard from a lot of them saying that they want messages of hope. They want to talk to others, to understand what other people are doing to get out of this. So I think that there is some agency that that they are building, and that, you know, we need to work together with them to help them get out of this intact.
You're doing amazing work. Thank you so much. We hardly thank you enough. Thank you very, very much for speaking and touching base with those people who we also forget about. Thank you very much, Lebo, for taking the time to talk to us as well.
It's such a pleasure. Thank you for letting me share.
Lebo Nge is a partnership executive at Harambe Employment Accelerator. And they've been doing this work for a while, where they go and assist job seekers, young people, job seekers. And currently what they've done is they've just decided to put together data on how young people are accessing information, and it was quite alarming for them that young people were quite confused about the kind of information that is all out there with regards to COVID-19, and their job has now been to help them access that information easier, simplifying it and making sense of the information. We take that so for granted, and obviously source is important, so also helping them go to the right sources so that they get the right information. So that is Lebonke, Partnership Executive at Harambee Employment Accelerator.